Okay. Since we're short one chairperson for the Legislation Committee, I'll fill in here, calling the meeting to order and confirming the quorum.
Yes, we have a quorum.
Fantastic. Moving on to the consent calendar.
Consent.
We have a motion to move all the items under consent. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Moving on to state legislation. Rebecca?
Good morning, Chair Liccardo, Commissioners. This first item is actually four bills incorporated into one item, so hopefully you appreciate that time savings there. They're all very related. Each of these bills relate to expanding the use of the CalEnviro screen in terms of dedicating additional cap and trade funds to disadvantaged communities defined in a way that, as you all know, we don't believe is adequate. So basically our recommendation is to oppose these bills until the state comes up with a better way of defining disadvantaged communities that reflects our own disadvantaged communities. So our recommendation is an oppose on AB 156, AB 1176, AB 1336, and SB 760.
Any questions or comments?
Second.
There's a motion by Commissioner Hegarty. Without any questions, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. On to B.
Thank you. SB 344 by Senator Monning would require commercial vehicle drivers to actually obtain some official training and have that training be something that the state vets as adequate, meeting certain standards, while commercial vehicle drivers, in order to get their license, do have to pass a test that includes a written and a driving test. There's no requirements as to the quality of training that they have. And given the growth in goods movement that we anticipate in our region, we think this makes a lot of sense. Senator Monning did make this request. We don't tend to get involved in bills of this nature, but we think that this makes sense for us to support it. So we're recommending that today.
That recommendation, any questions or comments? I see no speaker cards. Motion from Commissioner Hegarty. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous.
This next item, AB 194 by Assemblymember Frazier. This is very much consistent with our 2015 advocacy program. What this bill does is it revives a mechanism that has sunsetted in law that allows the CTC, the California Transportation Commission, to approve the authority to develop new express lanes. As you all know, we have a number of express lanes, several hundred miles, that are already planned and authorized in our region, some of which MTC BAFA is developing. Others are being developed by VTA, Alameda County. This doesn't change any of that existing authority. What it does allow is in the future, when MTC wants to develop additional miles as part of the Bay Area Express Lane Network, we could apply to the CTC for that authority and other regional agencies across the state as well. And it also allows the state to apply to develop express lanes with participation and involvement of the regional agency. There are some bonding provisions that we'd like to see strengthened so that in the event that we do issue bonds for the express lanes, we get the best possible rate and lower the costs. But, you know, we're recommending a support position on this bill today.
Thank you, Ms. Long. Any questions or comments? There is a motion.
Second.
Commissioner Pierce, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We love them, express lanes. All right.
Okay, this last bill, SB 773, relates to vehicle registration enforcement. So we've talked a lot here about license plates and the need to get temporary license plates on cars so we don't have cars driving around without plates. That happens today. We're working on that. Hopefully I'll be reporting next month on a bill having gotten through the Assembly Transportation Committee, thanks to Assemblymember Mullen. But this bill deals with registration. According to some research done by the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, which is taking the lead on this bill, anywhere from 1% to 8% of vehicles on the road are unregistered. These vehicles tend to be not passing the smog check. That's why their vehicle owners are not registering the cars for the most part. So there are real negative air quality aspects to this. And then, of course, if vehicles are not paying registration, they're not paying the registration fees. And we do now have about five counties precisely five counties in our region that have local county vehicle registration fees, as well as our SAFE program, which funds freeway service patrol. So there's a real financial impact, too, to vehicles not being registered. So this bill right now, it's kind of a spot bill. It requires a study. It may become a little bit more beefy, if you will, but even if it stays just a study to really explore how we can improve this enforcement, we think it's a good idea, and we recommend a support position.
All right, there's a motion and a second. A bold piece of legislation to study. Well, all in favor? Any opposed? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on. Thank you, Ms. Long. We'll move on then to federal legislation.
Yes, and I'll turn to Alex on this.
Sure. I think as Commissioner Haggerty already noted, and as you can see, we have a special treat for you today. We actually have Tom Bolger here in from Washington, our Washington advocate, to present his report. He's actually in town because he helped lead a delegation of Senate staff around the region by all modes of transportation to many of your jurisdictions as well over the last few days, along with Rebecca and Randy. So turn it over to Tom.
It's a pleasure to be here, and it's great to see all of the commissioners that I've worked with over the years and many of the new commissioners that I haven't met yet, and I intend to. Our report to Congress was a big hit for those commissioners who attended last month's meetings in Washington. If you haven't seen the report, here it is. The cover was great. In our report, and as the mayor said, he actually reads my report as he reported at our congressional reception. I want to thank you for that, Mayor and Commissioner. If you see our report, we had probably too many meetings that the chair and some of the other commissioners, we had a break in the groups, which we do every year. I think the commission's position in Washington is strong. I think it has gotten stronger over the years as we get into more and more issues, like freight. As Alex and Rebecca mentioned, the reason I'm here was to not only give my report today, but we just had 10 staffers from the senior staff of the Senate Environment Committee, Senate Banking Committee that does transit, and the Senate Commerce Committee that does freight and railroads here in the Bay Area over the last 2 days. In fact, they're just wrapping up right now and going to SFO. They're the staff that's writing the new bill. The quick update is they're not going to get it done by May 31st. We found that out explicitly yesterday in meeting with Secretary of Transportation Brian Kelly and the Caltrans Director Malcolm Daugherty, where they explained their dilemma. Their dilemma is trying to craft a bill that will not have to be extended into the next presidential cycle, election cycle. They hope to be able to do that, and they're working diligently, and we are as well, with the Finance Committee and the Ways and Means Committee to figure out how we're going to pay for it. We need about $100 billion to do a six-year bill. As you know, the Highway Trust Fund cannot support that, and that's the question. They're done with the policy. For the most part, they told us yesterday. I think we'll be okay. I don't think they're going to put any poison pills in the legislation that we're going to be objecting to. We've given the staff numerous ideas to incorporate into the bill. And I think we had a very good tour. We were all over the place in the last 2 days. I missed the chairman. He was in San Francisco while we were in San Jose with the VTA staff. And we were at every county almost over the last 2 days. And I think we wore them out. But that's the way we do it, as we wear out our commissioners and staff when you all come to Washington. Any questions, Mr. Chairman?
Thank you, Mr. Bolger. I hope you enjoyed the wine country trip as well.
Well, we didn't make it that far north.
Okay. Well, next time.
Next time.
Yes, Commissioner Cortese.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank Mr. Bolger for his efforts on that Washington, D.C. trip, along with our MTC staff, of course. But I didn't really have an adequate opportunity to thank him publicly there, although Rebecca did everything she could to give me a little airtime. But the effort out there is just very, very obvious. What a tremendous effort that you're making, especially for those of us who have been out there to make the trip, in terms of convening people, people paying attention to what the commission has to say at your behest. And so we appreciate that very much. And you know, I've got the full rundown as did the commissioners who actually made the trip. And I don't know if there are questions among other committee members here, but thank you very much,
Mr. Kinsey.
Thanks, Tom, for being here to report. And with regard to the funding, are they pretty much looking at offshore, bringing back offshore funds? Is that the way that they're seeing? Or what is their source of funds if they're not going to be able to increase gas tax or other things that would be structural?
Let me try to answer the question for those of the commissioners who don't understand it. We actually had a meeting in Washington with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to explain repatriation of offshore corporate taxes that are, and the answer is no, Chairman Kinsey. Although Senator Boxer and Senator Paul are contemplating a bill on doing that, and the administration came out with their version of their bill 2.0 last week, where they're suggesting that repatriation at a mandatory 14% versus 35% corporate taxes would be the way to pay for a bill. The committee staff that we met with over the last couple of days, I think they're looking at another general fund infusion.
Wow.
To get us to a bigger question of how to pay for a long-term bill. But I don't think repatriation is going to happen.
And sequestration doesn't impede their ability to do that?
Sequestration is still in play. As you may all know, there's been a push to increase the defense budget, which is affected by sequestration. We're still under sequestration.
Yeah.
Our efforts to raise the federal gasoline tax at lower gas prices is astonishing that we cannot make that breakthrough. It's primarily in the House. The House refuses to deal with the gas tax, diesel tax issue. I find it astonishing.
Thank you.
Other questions? Yes, Commissioner Luce.
This may seem off the wall, but given the strong dollar and the struggling domestic oil industry, it seems like a logical time to have an import fee of various kinds and use it to support some of the things that we're talking about. Is there any discussion of that?
That's in play, Commissioner, through the ranking Democrat on the House Transportation Infrastructure Committee from Oregon has proposed a tax on an oil barrel tax, a surcharge. Whether that's in play, I don't think so. I wish it was. With the low cost, the oil dropped to like $50 and a couple cents yesterday. I think we're running out of options. The last time they did the bill on MAP 21, which was Barbara Boxer's bill, was they paid for it with pension smoothing. I thought it was a new drink, which kicks the can down 10 years, because that's the framework. Like, I listened to your projections here on growth. The government does a 10-year window on spending and taxes, and I think they've run out of kick-the-can financing ideas. I really do. But I appreciate the question, Commissioner. Look forward to getting to know you. Like, I got to know Bill Dodd very well.
It's optimistic to believe they've run out of ways to kick the can down the road, but I look forward to seeing more. Commissioner Hagerty?
Well, a lot of the kick the can, Mayor, is, and we've got big projects that are affected. We've got contracts. We saw yesterday the VTA project in the South Bay and Caltrain electrification. I was talking to the commissioner about. We've got a lot hanging here on the ability to plan and execute contracts, and I think we gave that message to the senior staff of the three committees yesterday.
Thank you for doing that.
I hope.
Commissioner Hagerty?
Yes, this is off the wall. I'm just wondering, one way to free up our congested highways is really to invest more into transit. And so I'm curious if you happen to take the staffers down 580 around 3:30 in the afternoon one day while they were here.
We were on the 880, Commissioner, and it was a couple observations. It was packed even in the midday, and it's as when I lived out here, it's the trucks are pounding the pavement, and we're like, and we were explaining what that sensation was from coming out of the port, with the containers. And, you know, that, if you have to feel it, I don't think they understood what we were until they felt it. But we were at the port yesterday in your county, and we were on the 880 all day yesterday.
Had you taken them down 580, you'd still be out there.
Yeah, I think would the same result, Commissioner Haggerty. I think we made the point.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I do want to, as the chairman of the Legislative Committee for the last several years, I wanted to thank Tom all your help. Our chairman of the commission is correct. The D.C. trips are very good and very well organized, and it's been a pleasure working with you.
Thanks, Scott.
I know you were scared, but when I took over, but
no,
it all worked out.
No, it's got better.
It all worked out.
Yeah, I just want to mention one thing that the chairman. We had our annual reception this year in conjunction with our partners from Southern California. Went exceedingly well. It wasn't at the same time that we usually have our trip to Washington, which is in conjunction with the American Public Transportation Association. We dropped it back a week because Congress, the House, was out of session. We were a little worried, I think Rebecca and I, that we wouldn't have good attendance. The commissioners who were there, it was packed, and we were able to get the chairman of the Transportation Infrastructure Committee to come from Pennsylvania, Congressman Schuster, which was a thrill, but the chairman knows he gave a remarks. It was packed, and I think it was a good opportunity to network and get our facts down from a California perspective. So, and the mayor was there as well.
Great gathering. Other questions? No. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Bojo. Thank you for coming out and enjoy your time here. And safe travels. All right. We have one member of the public who would like to speak. Ken?
Yeah, just a quick suggestion from Revenue. If you would legalize sportsbook gambling on the federal level with a $500 million industry that's not being taxed, you're not going to stop the gambling, and there's some money for you.
We found our money. Thank you. With that, the meeting is adjourned.